Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Newly keep thy word. Teaching him in the right direction to go. And I think that last line really summarizes it. And they, in all my doubts and fears, are counselors to me, referring to the delights in the testimonies of God. I think that's a pretty profound statement, profound thought. Turn these lights up a little bit.
Rather nice stuff. They comfort me.
There we go. The next one is to the tune of Howard. Won't we hum that out? We'll sing Delos now. Let's go to Luke for our New Testament reading, Luke 23:54. And we're just going to read the 56th.
I already was strong.
Yes.
54 through 56.
Yeah, unless you want to grab some context above it, that's up to you.
54.
Luke chapter 23. We're going to specifically focus on 54 through 56.
All right, I'll just start at 50. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after, and beheld the sepulcher, and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment.
And we're going to end there. Be seated. The psalm books and everything, just try to keep in order so that we can put pages in the background and some of the books. Just try to keep it in order because it's just hard to put it all back together again. To keep this all in order. Confessional, we should have in the back of that book the I gave you. I have some extras here. First John. Anybody missing one? First John, Confession of Fellowship. Good. Right. Well, how this what's that? How we do this is I'll read the non-italics and you'll respond in the italics. This is from 1 John 1, 1, 2 through 12. And it's a confession of fellowship. And then after a confession of fellowship, we will have a confession of sins and a confession of perfecting love and then the confession of light. This is declared unto you as the apostles have given it unto us. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and it is shown to be that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
He who was with the Father was manifest unto us, that which we have seen and heard is declared unto you, that we also may have fellowship.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
And this is said that our joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and is declared, that God is light.
And in him is no darkness at all.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, for the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
If any one of us say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Let us then confess our sins and unrighteousness unto him who is faithful and just to forgive us. Take a time of silent prayer to ask God to forgive us of our sins. The Father is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. Amen.
We should not sin. But if we do sin, know that you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins.
Jesus Christ the righteous is the propitiation for our sins.
And not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Amen.
Hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. What is he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments?
He is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Who is he that keepeth his word?
He that truly the love of God is perfected in.
And hereby know we that we are in him. And how ought one that saith they abide in him ought to walk?
Even as he walked.
This is not a new commandment, but an old commandment which we had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. This is the new commandment, which thing is true in Christ and in us.
Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Amen.
Where is he that saith he is in the light, and hates his brother?
He is in darkness even until now.
For he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not where he goeth.
Because that darkness has blinded his eyes.
But let us now receive as little children this truth, that our sins are forgiven us for his name's sake.
For truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Our advocate is Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. Our sins are forgiven us for his name's sake. Amen.
That's the most humbling line out there. Our sins are forgiven for his name's sake, not even for our own name's sake. Brother Christian, would you mind saying a word of prayer for us?
No, I would not.
And for the meal.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you for this feast and for Passover last night and the feasting on the lamb and the bitter herbs and the unleavened bread, God, and the wine. We just thank you for that whole process and that whole festival and that ceremony, God. And Lord, thank you for your word and what was written in 1 Corinthians. I just ask that you would take away malice and bitterness that could leaven us up, God, and that we would have the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, and peace, and patience, and kindness, and gentleness, and self-control, God. Please increase that in our lives. And Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat. I ask that you would bless it, and please bless the rest of our fellowship tonight and everyone that's going to be here. Let it be a good time of edification, encouragement, Lord. And Lord, just help us to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and help us to love our neighbor as ourselves. Thank you for your calendar, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.